passionate about the media industry? Bring your team to our team at Broadcast Plaza, a Discord community for all media throughout the world. Chat with fellow enthusiasts and industry professionals, including yours truly, in a relaxed and mature online environment. Join today at the link in this episode's description. Broadcast Plaza, this is the place.
Hey there, folks. It's Adrian from the Zachary and Peaches Show. Over a week ago, Emma and I gathered a few of our friends for some fun and games in the podcast's first edition of Zachlin Game Night. It was fun, but also chaotic, and while it was meant for release last Tuesday, it will now be released as a bonus edition of Zachary and Peaches sometime in April. Since then, however, my emotional well-being has fallen as a result of certain events that occurred at my day job within the past week, and thus we have decided that in order to give myself time to take care of myself, there is no new episode of the podcast this week. We will return to the last two episodes of Season 2, beginning on March 5th, as we get ready for the Oscars and to discuss the eventual winner of the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. We hope to discuss about Pokemon Concierge and Pokemon Horizons next season on the Zachary and Peaches Show. Emma and I hope to see you then. In the meantime, here's Vardy Jackson with an extended edition of WTN Animation News. Take care.
And away we go! WTN News Animation, I'm Edvardy Jackson with an extended edition of your animation news summary. Here's what's happening. Paramount will be shutting down the preschool streaming platform known as Noggin following company layoffs that cut the entire staff. Noggin's library will be moving over to Paramount Plus once the platform shuts down in a few months' time. A set date has not been announced. Animators at DreamWorks Animation and Flying Borg Productions are planning to unionize under the Animation Guild, who will represent 162 production staff at the studio. This news is yet another example of unionization within the industry. Last time we reported on the unionization of VFX artists at Lightstorm Entertainment. On the topic of VFX, here's some news for Marvel fans. We have confirmation of the people set to be in 2025's Fantastic Four reboot. Pedro Pascal will be Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby will be the Invisible Woman, Ebon Moss Backrack will be the Thing, and Joseph Quinn will be the Human Torch. The movie will release to theaters on July 25th of next year. In the news last week, the 51st Annie Awards were held in Los Angeles. For film, here's what we know. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse won Best Animated Feature, as well as every other individual category it was nominated in. Robot Dreams won the award for Best Independent Animated Feature, and production staff Anemona won awards in the voice acting category and in the writing category. Moving on to TV now, Netflix's Blue Eye Samurai won the award for Best Animated Show for Mature Audiences. Hilda won the award for Best Animated Show for Kids, and Gee Happy won the award for Best Animated Show for Preschool-Aged Children. Not so happy developing news as we near the end of this summary. Koichiro Ito, a Japanese anime producer, has been arrested for child pornography charges after allegations say that he paid a 15-year-old girl 12,500 yen or $85 to send him explicit photos in September of 2021. Ito had worked on popular anime films including Suzume, Your Name, and Weathering With You. What's worse is, he admitted to the charges but added that he did not know who his accuser was because he had received images from other minors in the past. Now an investigation is currently underway. On a lighter note though, here's a bit of nostalgia. Remember Fairly Odd Parents? If you were around in the 2000s to 2010s, you've probably seen it. Well, Nickelodeon has announced a spin-off of the original series that's coming this spring. Don't want to spoil too much, but the series does not star Timmy Turner as its lead. Instead, viewers will get to know Cosmo and Wanda's new godchild, Hazel. The series is called Fairly Odd Parents: A New Wish and will last for 20 episodes. The show comes to the US in spring, but international viewers can count on it being on Netflix later this year. And that's the world of animation as of Tuesday, February 27th. The Zachary and Peaches Show returns on Tuesday with another animation news summary then. But the news continues with WTN News Audio on Friday, where you can get the latest in international, national, and tech news. You can also get the latest headlines all the time at www.theworldtelegram.news. For myself, the entire WTN News team, and the team at the Zachary and Peaches Show, have a good week.
Film's biggest night of the award season is upon us. And the Zachary and Peaches Show has you covered on who will win Best Animated Feature at the 96th Academy Awards. Join Adrian Mata and Emma Settles on March 5th as they predict this year's winner at the Oscars. Tune in March 10th on ABC to see which film takes the honor. Then come on back to the Zachary and Peaches Show for our season finale on March 12th to hear Adrian and Emma discuss this year's winner. The Zachary and Peaches Show, animation coverage you can count on.